What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
How can I help you?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Kiara. How are you today?
Oh, that is crazy. I did not think I was going to get in this call today. Okay. Okay. All right. Let me try to get this up real quick. So I took some notes. Thank you for everything. I hope God just blesses you all around so you can keep pouring into people and we can learn.
Yes, ma'am.
So Kiara from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis.
Right.
Yes, how do you spell your name, Kiara?
K-E-A-I-R-A.
K-E-A-I-R.
It's the air in the middle. Kiara. Okay.
Kiara. All right.
So coming from a place of a bit of financial trauma and then also anxiety around making the best decision for our family, and then some sort of anxiousness when it comes to making sure that there wasn't a better decision in the future. So, which is all anxiety, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so God has transitioned me from this place of unknowingly having peace around a savings account to making sure that my peace comes from Him. And that's been very transformative. My husband and I wrote down, so he makes $60,000 before taxes, full-time in the union. We love his benefits. It affords us to be able to do therapy, marriage therapy. I love the benefits. I work part-time. Last year, I made $100,000, and it's part-time. I'm a real estate broker and social worker. Now, we have three kids, 1, 3, and 4. We started a business. God allowed us to learn a lot from that process. The business took much of our savings. It was actually depleted. However, in a matter of 6 months, we were able to save $30,000, but that's all we have. We do have the $3,000 in emergency fund, as you speak to, but we also have $130,000 of student loans, $40,000 car loans, no credit cards, and our monthly expenses are $3,500.
Hold on. Kiara. $130K in student loans, $40,000 in car loans.
Two cars.
And it was the rest?
No credit card debt. Just
No credit card debt.
The savings is $30,000. The emergency funds is $3,000 in there.
3K, say, an emergency fund. All right.
My question? Looking at the baby steps, so the 1 through 7, and again, so I don't have an IRA, a 401k, like all the money was gone from the freight transportation company. We're looking to start all over and also make wise decision when it comes to investing our funds. Would you say stick to those baby steps, pay off the debt,
Okay.
knowing that we'll be compromising on our family trips, like doing cool things with the kids, which is the impact from us not being more financially sound before we started a business. Now we're like, what the sacrifice looks like, taking, doing less things with our children so that we can take care of this debt, the student loan debt. Or do we just continue to make minimum payments on everything and still invest savings accounts for kids? Like, we don't have anything.
All right, cool. For those of y'all watching right now, Kiara is talking about the baby steps. So some of y'all may not be aware of what she's talking about. Let me just bring y'all up to speed real quick. So the baby steps are from my friend and mentor, Dave Ramsey, right? He has the 7 baby steps. And the baby steps 1 through 3, you do those in order. And then 4 through 7, you do those all at the same time. So the first 3 steps, just so y'all know, is put $1,000 emergency fund, pay off your debt using the debt snowball. Step number 2. Number 3 is get a fully funded emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. The number 4 is you go ahead and invest 15%, invest into your kids' college fund, pay off your house and start building wealth, right? And so those are the baby steps that Dave Ramsey has put together. So you're asking me, right, if you should do those baby steps with this situation. And this situation that you have is that your combined household income as of 2024, is it still at $160,000 with what you think y'all can make in 2024? So that means your husband making $60,000?
Yep.
How much do you think you can make?
Possibly $150,000.
Okay. So that means that puts you at $210,000 this year, right? Am I doing that math correct?
Yep.
$210,000 gross. All right, cool. And then you have no other debt outside of your mortgage, right? Did you all
No mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
No mortgage.
$130,000 in student loans, $40,000 in 2 cars.
Uh huh.
No other private loans. No, nothing else.
Nope.
Okay, you got $33,000 sitting in the savings.
Mm-hmm. Like a Bank of America savings too. It's not even a. It's just a regular savings account.
All right, let's have a talk. I love you. All right, just want you to say this up front. I love you, Kiara. I love your husband too. What's your husband's name? I just want to know your husband's
James.
All right, love James too. All right, here's one. This is what we need to do. You're not gonna like what I'm about to say, okay? But I love y'all. Here's the thing that I'm going to say that's going to differ a little bit from the baby steps. All right. I still 110% agree with them. The only difference is I want you to write down how much you and your husband sit down and talk about, okay, what do we need for 1 month to survive as a family? As far as in like, not really survive, but what is 1 month of income? So if you work this month, he worked this month, how much money do you all bring in? So I'm estimating if he's bringing in 60, you could bring in 160. Y'all are seeing about at least $15,000 a month. Am I mm-hmm. correct with that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool, great. So I'm going to put $15,000 into a high-yielded savings, okay? Mm-hmm. A high-yield savings account. Right. I'm doing a special next week on I'm dropping it on Monday. All of you all, I'm going to put the top 10 high yield savings account right now that are offering in between 4.25 to about 5.5% of an interest rate. All right. So I want you to put $15,000. This is 1 month of your income. Why do mm-hmm. I say 1 month? Right. I completely love what Dave Ramsey is teaching. And if you want to mm-hmm. put $1,000 in there, great, cool, great. I think for me at this season of my life now, out of my own, I want you all to have 1 month of income coming in. So that way, if life was to happen, you have at least 1 month to get back on course and you don't mm-hmm. have to, there's no stress. Like, all right, babe, we got 30 days. We mm-hmm. can pay all of our bills on time. We can send our kids to daycare. Like, we can continue doing what we're doing, but babe, we need to figure this thing out. So it's 1 month and it's not to keep you comfortable because 1 month salary guaranteed is not comfortable. Like, that's still like, okay, mm-hmm. we got to get to work, but at least you have 30 days. Then from there, I want you to take the other, what's that? What's going on, family? Let's talk about something that's been buzzing in the tech world, AI safety and security. How do you feel about the rapid advancements in AI and the potential risk that it brings? Have you heard of the stories about AI being tricked? It's a real concern, but fear not, because there's a real solution, AI Red Teaming. You see, AI Red Teaming is all about stress testing. You see, AI models and deployments to prevent unauthorized access and data leaks. It's about ensuring that your AI can't be tricked into providing information beyond its intended use. And guess what? You don't have to do it alone. My friends over at HackerOne has a community of over 750 active hackers specializing in AI security testing. You see, in a recent engagement, just 18 hackers identified over 100 valid findings in just 2 weeks. That's the power of ethical hackers. Wow. So if you want to ensure the safety and security of your AI deployments, look no further. Head over to HackerOne.com and explore their AI Red Teaming services. With strategic flexibility, rapid deployment, and a hybrid talent strategy, HackerOne has everything you need to safeguard your AI. Don't let AI keep you up at night. Visit HackerOne.com today. And rest easy, knowing that your AI is in safe hands.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
$18,000? Put that towards your car. I need you to work the debt snowball.
Oh, pay the cars off.
Yes, okay. I'm paying off the cars. Now listen, watch this. If you really want to get aggressive, because something that we learned from earlier this week on Pray FYI, that debt can sometimes prevent us from obeying and operating God. Right. From obeying God and operating within the purpose and assignment that he has for us. And so for me, I'm looking at, do we need both of these cars? And can we sell one of them, pay off the other, and then go pay cash for one? Or we sell one of them, we take that $17,000, we pay cash for another car. Now we have no cars and we're just getting rid of our student loan debt and making $210,000. Sis, y'all could be debt free by the end of this year. Y'all could really be debt free by the end of this year. Now, here's another thing. Here's another thing that I really want to say. I believe in sacrificing, but I also believe in celebrating along the journey. So my thing is like, yes, you all should come up with a strategy and a system to eliminate this debt. Once you and your husband sit down and say, okay, cool. Hey, listen, we're going to put $15,000 in this high yield savings account. We're not touching that unless it's an extreme emergency. We're going to take this other $17,000 and babe, what are we going to do with it? Okay. We got these two cars here. Can we sell one and break even from it? Can we sell one, make some cash from it? And then if we can make some cash from it, let's go buy a cash car. You drive the car that is, you know, a little bit better, newer. Mm-hmm. Your husband drives the cash car just for a season. Now, babe, we got $140,000 sitting here with our student loans. All right. We're going to take these student loans and line it up in the debt snowball and we're going to aggressively attack it. So now by the end of 2025, you all are 100% debt free. You're making more money by then. I can already sense it in my spirit that you and your husband's income is just going to keep going up. Mm-hmm. Now you all are putting away 3 months of your income. Now you're investing into your kids' future. You're opening up a 529. You're opening up a UPMA account. You're investing more and more and more. And so, yes, I would definitely say, work the debt snowball. The only difference I would say is go ahead and put your 1 month salary aside of what it takes for you and your husband to live comfortably in a house to where if and when life happens, y'all are not stressed at all. The mm-hmm. only thing that's a little stressful is, okay, on the 31st day, if we don't have something fixed, we in trouble. Yeah. And so it forces us to really aggressively work during those 30 days to get it. But I don't see you all having that major of a problem because he's a part of a great career. You're in a great career situation. Now it's just about, watch this, your miracle. Pastor Travis taught us yesterday. He taught us this yesterday on Pray FYI. Your miracle is inside of how you're managing your money. That's it. For all of us watching right now, the miracle that we want to do, the miraculous thing we want God to do is honestly, it's inside of us. How are we managing this money? And so that's how I would manage the money, my dear sister. That makes sense?
So it does. So I noticed that you didn't mention the IUL to even start off with, and it could be the reason why. Okay. And then the second thing is that the second car for my sister, she's in college. She needed reliable transportation. We finance the car for her, pay the car note for her. She's in charge of her insurance. But recently I thought about asking if she can get this car into her name so that it's not in our name. Is it an exit strategy? That car allows her to work, allows her to be focused more on school. Coming back up, and she's in state tuition. It was an investment. I no longer do birthday gifts or anything for her.
I believe your sister is an amazing, sister, an amazing woman. The problem that I have with us is, man, we are so willing to put ourselves in a situation for our loved ones. And they now look at us. We're like, dang, we need to get out of this. Right. So you all are paying a car note. You all have this financial responsibility and it's not for your home. Right. How much is her car?
It's $18,000 on her left.
How much is the other car that you all have?
$30,000.
Y'all bought her a real nice car. Y'all love your sister for real, for real. I like you. I need a sister like you in my life.
Take it out of our name, put it in hers.
But you're still making a car payment though, right?
So I was going to talk to her about making her car payments now. She got some savings. She could build her credit.
Is she working?
Yep, she works.
Is it a good job?
It's just she works like three different jobs while she's in college. Like Uber, home health, and then she's a tutor for math on campus.
How old is she?
23.
Yeah, it's time for her to start providing for herself in the car. So I would definitely say, hey, sister, we helped you along this journey. We are trying to get our family situation in a good position. So this is what we're going to do. Hey, we can do one more month. And then after this, we need to go ahead and get this into your name. What's up, little one?
This is James III. I told him you're talking to me about money. And he said, what about Jesus?
Hey, I like you, James. That's my man said, what about Jesus? Yes, Lord. But I mean, I would definitely get that out. So that's $18,000 that you have left. And you have the $30,000. That means y'all could take, honestly, the $17,000 you have left over from your savings account. You pay half of that off on your car. You all can be debt free with your car within the next 3 to 4 months. And then now you just have your student loans. And I think by the end of this year, going into Q1, maybe Q2 of next year, you all are 100% debt free. And now you're moving there. But I would definitely have a conversation with your sister in a loving way. Like, hey, listen, we're here. We're supportive. We want to help you. But maybe give her 90 days. Say, hey, listen, 90 days, right? We're gonna continue doing this. But in 90 days, you're taking on full responsibility. So if you want to pay cash for it or if you want to sell it and have no car note, it's really upon you. But 90 days, my husband and I are giving you full responsibility. If you want to take on a debt, you need to put inside of your name. I'll never condone, financing a car. But in this situation, I understand it. It needs to go into your sister's name and just say, hey, listen, we're going to give you some time. And then from there, sis, y'all are making great income and you'll be all right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so very much. God bless you and have a great, fantastic day.
No problem at all. Thank you.
C
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.